From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials say fighting between Ukraine's military and Russian-backed separatists has resulted in the deaths of at least five people in the region of Donetsk. Rebels say at least 13 people were wounded. Fighting has raged in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, especially around the Ukrainian-controlled town of Debaltseve, since peace talks between Ukraine's government and the separatists collapsed on Saturday. There are fears the violence could soon escalate. On Monday, a pro-Russian separatist leader announced a mobilization with the aim of increasing the separatist armed forces to as many as 100,000 fighters. Meanwhile, the United States says it has not made a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military assistance in its fight against the separatists. Al Jazeera journalist Mohamed Fahmy could soon be released from prison in Egypt after renouncing his Egyptian citizenship. That move clears the way for Egypt to deport Fahmy, who has spent more than 400 days in custody. He was arrested in 2013, along with two colleagues, on charges that they aided the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Fahmy has dual citizenship in Egypt and Canada. Late Monday, Canada's foreign minister said Fahmy's release was imminent. The top UN court ruled today that neither Croatia nor Serbia committed genocide during the 1990s Balkan Wars. According to a ruling read by Judge Peter Tomka of the International Court of Justice, many crimes had been committed by the two countries, but neither committed genocide during the conflict. Croatia had accused Serbia of ethnic cleansing and genocide in the city of Vukovar in 1991. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama sent a $14 trillion spending proposal to Congress Monday. The plan calls for higher taxes on the wealthy in 2016, an end to mandated spending cuts, and more money to help the middle class. Mr. Obama is asking the new Republican-controlled Congress to end the austerity measures agreed to 4 years ago. But as Michael Bowman reports, the president is likely to get mostly opposition from Republicans.
At best, presidential budgets are greeted by lawmakers as a serious point of departure for months of congressional deliberations on spending and taxation. In recent years, budgets submitted by the White House have generated a week's worth of hyperbolic commentary on Capitol Hill before being cast aside and forgotten almost entirely. It is that latter fate that appears to be unfolding for President Obama's 2016 federal budget in the new Republican-led Congress. In a statement, House Speaker John Boehner blasted the fiscal blueprint as, quote, more taxes, more spending, and containing no plan to foster growth and create jobs. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for an end to a United Nations inquiry into alleged Israeli war crimes during last summer's war between Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Canadian academic William Shabas, the head of the inquiry, resigned following accusations from Israel that the group was biased against the Jewish state. Mr. Netanyahu described the group as an anti-Israeli body that had a track record of doing nothing about true human rights violations around the world. Israel did not cooperate with the investigation. Reuters reports that the outgoing chairman of the inquiry is saying that the group will issue its report next month, despite Israeli opposition. An attack on a bus in Bangladesh killed at least seven people and injured 16 today. Authorities blamed opposition activists for throwing the firebombs that ignited the bus as it traveled from the coastal town of Cox's Bazar to the capital, Dhaka. Opposition leaders reject the accusations. Cuba has published the first photographs of former President Fidel Castro since August. The photos, published Monday in a Communist Party newspaper, depicts the 88-year-old Castro talking with a student leader last month. The pictures are believed to be intended to relieve fears that Castro is ailing. A bomb exploded outside a stadium in northern Nigeria on Monday after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally at the site. There is no claim so far of responsibility in the bombing. Asia-Pacific stock markets were mixed at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.